KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight with Fresno State's Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management, Dr. Frank Lummis, and Fresno State Student Special Guests, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dr. Frank Lummis. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm excited to have two guests with me today, David Embry, the Director of Development for the Division of Student Affairs and Enrollment Management, and a Fresno State student and friend of mine, Juan Guzman. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're going to talk about scholarships and development within the Division of Student Affairs and Enrollment Management and development in general. So, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's get started. Can you share with us, David, a little bit about your role within the Division of Student Affairs and Enrollment Management?
Yes, thanks. I like to say that my job is to make dreams come true. And the way I do that is by being a director of development for student affairs and enrollment management, which means I raise funds for scholarships, programs, and major projects like our Bold New You.
That's great. That's great. I like that. Give me that tagline again. I make dreams come true. Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to you helping me with some of the Division of Student Affairs and Enrollment Management dreams. Juan, I know you've been a student leader now for a few years. Tell us a little bit about what you do here on campus.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me, Dr. Lummis. I always enjoy talking about Fresno State, the things that I do. Well, yeah, this is actually my fifth year at Fresno State, and since the first year, I was heavily involved. Been part of the student involvement office for quite some time, several clubs and orgs on campus. So I'm really proud to say that I've learned a lot about Fresno State and a few of the needs and the amazing things that this campus has to offer.
That's great. Juan is one of my favorite students. He's done a great job, and I've gotten to know him over the last 2.5 or so years. Wonderful guy. Wonderful guy. So one of the things that I know is coming up, and we've talked a little bit about, is this Bold New You project. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Juan?
Of course. It's an exciting project. I've been working on this project for quite some time. There's been talks on campus, especially within the student involvement office, for quite a few years. And it's really exciting to see the fact that this is becoming a reality now. I think it's a great opportunity for all of us to leave a legacy on campus, to create this amazing new building with more services and more things for students to grow as people. And it's amazing that our class really has the opportunity to leave a mark on campus.
And so we're only about a month away from the referendum at this point. March 28th through the 30th for students to vote?
Yeah, with the ASI elections, those few days. So I encourage all the students to learn more about the project. See all the benefits. There's a website. If you go to fresnostate.boldnewu, you can learn about all the details, give your feedback, and every single Fresno State student should really vote. Just give your opinion, and hopefully it passes, because I think it's an amazing opportunity.
That's great. So, Juan, when you look at that one particular project, what is it that excites you the most? What is the thing that you say, wow, this project is going to do this for the campus? Now, you mentioned a legacy for your classmates into the future. Is there anything else that you'd throw out there?
I think this building, if it happens, will really allow students to have a space to grow. I know we learn a lot in the classroom, but from experience, I've seen how getting involved and really interacting with other groups and staff and faculty really allows you to grow as a person and gain skills that you can actually apply through your life. So I feel like this building would really provide a service for every single Fresno State student, faculty, staff, and even the community to come together and really grow and have an amazing Fresno State experience.
That's great. Very well said. So, David, how long have you been here now?
I just passed my 2-year anniversary.
2 years. Oh, my God. Time has really gone by. I was thinking more as like 1.5 years, 1.75 years. Well, I've really enjoyed working with David. He's done some great things for our division. So for those people who don't understand your job, tell them a little bit about what you do. And then maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the projects and initiatives you're working on.
You know, my primary role is that of a relationship builder. Many people out there have come through Fresno State. Either they have a current relationship with us and we'd like to expand that, or we just haven't talked to them a while. People love Fresno State. Sometimes it's a matter of getting in touch and saying, hey, we'd like to talk to you. Can you tell us your story? What was your experience? My role is to reach out and connect people and hopefully to engage them in the university. We like to get people involved in areas that they have an affinity for. Some people may really love athletics and want to get engaged on that level. Some academics. some student life, which is what you and I try to do so much about. So I just really enjoy that part of it and really drawing our family back home.
So when you talk about an affinity, you're talking an affinity to some of these projects or initiatives. You want to go through some of them and give us an idea of some of the things that you're thinking about? And then a little later, we'll talk a little bit about the ones this semester.
Sure. Many of us can probably remember back when we were students and struggling. We didn't know that we were food insecure at the time, but as we look at it, we have a great deal of our students who are food insecure. When I'm able to talk to folks out in the community about the fact that many of our students are struggling with basic needs, hygiene supplies, those sorts of things, they have an affinity toward that. They empathize with where the students are and really want to help. That's one of the first questions that I'm asked is, how can I help? And I usually have answers for them.
Great. How about some of the other projects that you're working on for us?
Well, we also have our Renaissance Scholars Program, which is students that have aged out of foster care, and they are successfully enrolled in Fresno State. They are bold folks who are trying to make a difference. They don't have that family outside of the Fresno State family to lean on like a lot of us have. And so our Renaissance Scholars are doing the work every day required of a student. My work is to try to see what I can do to help them.
Great.
So we have people that really are moved by that. And so we're supporting the Renaissance Scholars every step of the way.
And I know you raise money for scholarships in general. Give us an idea of how that works.
Anyone out there that wants to provide for a scholarship, even in memoriam to a loved one that's passed on, we can set that up. Some people want to do scholarships based on a certain emphasis or general scholarships, which is our favorite because everybody needs a little help. And so they can get in touch with me and I can help set them up with an agreement and put dollars towards scholarships to support our student success.
And those scholarships can be named for a loved one or family, or there's a lot of other possibilities. You want to tell people a little bit
exactly
about that?
They can do a memorial scholarship in a loved one's name. They can also do an endowment, which helps us to have resources in perpetuity. So an endowment is set up at $25,000 or above, and that never goes away, and it kicks off the yield every year to help our students.
So we talked about the Bold New You. And I know that that's a pretty expensive project. About $80 million is what we're suggesting could be the price tag on it. I know the university at this point has talked about trying to fundraise about $15 million of that to take some of the burden off of our students. So tell me, if someone's really inclined to want to, as you said, or has an affinity to a project like that, what are some of the possibilities that they have within this facility? I know it's not totally defined, all the rooms and all the stuff, but in general, there are going to be certain things in this building. So what are some of the possibilities?
Well, we have a naming possibility or a number of naming possibilities for features, rooms, and facilities. One of the highlights of this proposed facility is a large ballroom that helps us serve our students and the community at a greater capacity than the current satellite student union can. We have naming opportunities between $50,000 and $1.5 million. Obviously, if somebody wants to come in and say, I'd like to give you $20 million to name the whole facility, we would love to have that conversation.
Yes, yes. So you hear that out there, listeners. If you know anybody who wants to name the whole facility, we're all ears at this point.
Yes, sir.
So as you look at the union itself, one, maybe I give you a chance. What does that mean to you that the university will work with development and others, the president, myself and others, to try to raise $15 million or more towards the project?
Well, given that this building would mean a fee increase, and you know, for students, any fee increase can be a bit of a difficulty. Where in college, it's kind of difficult to work. So I'm extremely thankful to hear that the campus is doing everything that they can to really get money into this building and kind of keep that cost as low as possible for the students. Because again, it is difficult. It's going to be extremely beneficial for students, but any fee increase is difficult on students. So I'm extremely thankful for all the efforts by the campus to keeping that cost as low as possible.
So this is a place where we're very thankful to all and any that want to help our students so the burden is somewhat relieved of them. David, as you think more about your top priorities, what are some of the other things that you're fundraising for and looking for friends that will help us to fund some things that are really impact student success or the student experience here on campus?
Well, we spoke about the Bold New Union, but housed within the Bold New Union is the Center for Leadership. We currently are offering a lot of programs around leadership, but it's going to be great to have a place where that can be housed under the umbrella. And that is an opportunity for somebody to provide a naming situation or to also just help us get there. Additionally, we have the Cross-Cultural and Gender Center, and I'm also working on something for off-campus Bulldogs because our Bulldogs are our people. So we're working on facilities that can really create that sense of place and the desire around staying on campus. If you have classes throughout the day, we want you to stay here. You and I both have talked. We know that students that are more engaged and on campus more often are more successful. So we want to create a nice home for them in that off-campus Bulldog.
Right. That sense of belonging is so important for our students. And you get that by being involved and engaged. And also having a union is kind of like your living room, family room of your house. And if there's 3 hours in between your first class and your second, or you need to do some studying beyond the library and some other facilities, this will certainly be very helpful.
Yeah, we also have the clothing closet in our Career Development Center where we are trying to dress our students for success. So those out there that are listening that have professional clothing that they would like to donate, we take that professional clothing. And when our students are going for an internship, potential job interview, they're able to really utilize the professional clothing that our donors offer. So right there in the Career Development Center, we're able to outfit our students for success.
Right. So many of our students who are going out on internships or are really looking for a job when they graduate, sometimes money's a little short, and to have that proper dress is very important. So if there are listeners out there, when you look at a lot of these priorities that you've set, that all have to do with our students, making them successful, giving them lift up. Hopefully someday they become successful, they'll pay it forward to future generations. So how can some of our listeners help you to really hone in on the fundraising part of what you do here? Can they help you with friends of theirs? Can they help you with corporate partners or foundations? What is it that you would say to them if you had that 30 seconds to a minute elevator speech with all of them?
I'd say, call me, let's have coffee and make some dreams come true. And at the same time, I'd be asking them, are there other people that you know that want to help? Are there other resources out there? Because that's what we do. We want to go make those connections. We want to make an opportunity for engagement for those that are interested in helping our students succeed.
So really, if some of our friends or alums are out there listening, you know, it may not be that they might have the ability to do it, but they have a connection to someone else or a corporate donor or somebody that might have, as you said, an affinity to some of these projects, and they really want to themselves pay it forward because somebody else helped them in the past.
That's exactly it. I would love for them to give me a call. You know, you can call me at 559-278-5052.
Great, great. So Juan, let's talk a little bit about student perspective on some of this. You know, David's doing some great work in the Division of Student Affairs and Enrollment Management to try to help students. Tell me what the student perspective on some of this is. How are the efforts of development have the greatest impact on students here at the university?
Well, just a few of the services that were mentioned a few seconds ago. I know several students who use them. I've used them before. I know I can tell you how much of an impact they make and how helpful it is to have all of those resources on campus. Aside from that, these scholarships, they're amazing. I honestly wouldn't be here if it wasn't for a scholarship. I know several students who were on that boat. So students who are actually having an opportunity to do something with their life because there was someone out there who was willing to fund their education. So I'm really thankful for Fresno State and the scholarships. And I know several of my friends and fellow colleagues, too, who, again, wouldn't be here if it wasn't for a scholarship. They're able to get involved because they don't have to focus just on working to pay for school. They have time to get engaged and give back to the community and the campus. because of those scholarships. So again, just thank you. And to everyone out there, thank you for your help.
That sounds really great, Juan. Are there any other things that you want to add to that that really have had a huge impact on your colleagues, your fellow students here at Fresno State while you've been here?
Well, there are several services on campus that really make a difference. One would be the clothing closet. This has been my fifth year. I have my internship and I'm looking for a job. And there are several students in that level with me right now. So I know we have really taken advantage of going. And you can just go and take some clothing that you can utilize at a interview or your internship or a job. So I know several students who actually have gone.
And that's in the Career Development Center. And I'm just going to put a plug in for the Career Development Center with that, is that, you know, if you have that suit you're no longer going to wear, doesn't fit you anymore, or ladies out there, if you have that dress or suit that you wear, the clothing closet takes clothing that is gently used and our students could really use it. So I'm really glad, Juan, that some of your classmates have used that. Sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to put in a plug for anybody who wants to make a donation to the Career Development Center clothing closet.
Trust me, we'll use those clothes, and we're extremely thankful for that, because it's extremely useful for us. And as I mentioned, money is always a struggle for students, so any help.
Absolutely. I know I've dropped some different things off that I know that I'm just never going to wear again. I'm just never going to be a 42 long again. It's just those days are over. Or, you know, some other things, ties and some shoes, you know, it just was time to let somebody have some of that stuff. So I think it's wonderful. I love our clothing closet. Other things that you can think of?
Another one that comes to mind is the food pantry. I think it's amazing for students. I know several of them who use that service on campus. Again, money is always a struggle for Fresno State students. And I think just students in general.
Yeah, so the cupboard is fantastic.
The cupboard is amazing. Just being able to go, you show your ID and you can get whatever you want, whenever you want to. So it's an extremely beneficial service for Fresno State students.
Now, did you know that just in the last 2+ years, over 6,000 unique users of that cupboard?
That's amazing. Yeah, I've heard a lot of students use it. So I know friends and just people in classrooms, I've heard a few conversations, and they're always so thankful that they have that on campus.
Anything else that comes to mind that really has helped you or some of your colleagues?
Well, for me, it's just the involvement on campus. So the USU, which houses the Student Involvement Office, has been extremely beneficial in my growth as a student on campus. So being able to be involved and seeing all the other student leaders and seeing the growth and the service that that office provides by helping you grow and really learn a lot of skills that you can use once you're done with Fresno State has been extremely beneficial. And I just encourage people to really join, get involved. And again, I'm really thankful that we have something like that on campus because it really makes a difference.
Right. So it's added to your skill set. And when you graduate, now you're graduating pretty soon, aren't you?
This is my last semester and then I'm jumping to my master's. So
great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So David, you want to talk a little bit about some of the things that are on the forefront of your mind that you're dealing with right now that are high priorities this semester moving forward?
Sure. Currently, we are selling tickets for the Home of Hope Project with our partners, Granville Homes. The Home of Hope Project tickets directly benefit the Renaissance Scholars Program. If you buy those tickets from us at Fresno State, the $100 you pay for a ticket for the Home of Hope goes directly to benefit the Renaissance Scholars Program. You can also bundle your tickets and buy a $200 ticket where you get a chance on a Lexus and a brand new home from Granville.
Nice.
So that's a really great project. We're pushing those tickets now, and that's one of the things that's on the forefront of my mind right now.
So when is the raffle for this Home of Hope and the potential Lexus that one of us is going to win?
We've got to sell all our tickets by April 24th, and then the drawing will be in June.
Okay, so you have time, folks, to get those tickets. Call David or go online.
Great. You can go online even to the Renaissance Scholars website at Fresno State's webpage.
Excellent.
Additionally, we're also working in 3 days. We'll tip off March Matchup. That's our project that benefits the student cupboard, and that will be double the impact. So if you give $100 with the matching funds we have from our partners at Moss Adams and Kaiser Permanente, that $100 will be doubled. So you double the impact for your gift during March Matchup. And that kicks off March 1st and will run through the month of March. And we have a lofty goal of at least $100,000. That's what we did last year. I think we can do better because I think we've got a lot of help out there.
Excellent. Excellent. Other things?
Well, we're also still working toward funding the Leadership Center, which, as I mentioned before, is going to be housed within the Bold New You, but we are doing leadership programming now. The folks in student involvement have had a stellar program about training future leaders, and we can always supplement their resources because they do so much with so little. They're making it happen out there. So the Leadership Center is something that's a bold dream for the future, but the leadership program right now is very strong and very vital, and we'd like to support that.
So important for our students to get leadership skills during and after they graduate as they go out into the community.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see them grow and wonderful to see the things that are being done in the name of leadership. We're trying to train the future leaders.
Absolutely.
Additionally, we're really looking toward creating that wellness approach here at Fresno State. So you and I have talked our dream of more fields on campus for students that aren't in traditional sports or athletics, but we want them to have a healthy and active lifestyle here on campus. So we did complete a new field. It's wonderful, but we have a couple in mind. I know that you and I have dreams of a couple more fields out there so students can come and do intramural sports, club sports, and really just be active and have a healthy lifestyle here on campus.
All right, Juan. You know, you talked a little earlier about the impact of programs and services and scholarships and all of these things have had on your time at Fresno State and how that has impacted your experience for the last few years. Are there any other student stories, things that come to mind that really resonate with you in terms of how development, you know, fundraising and fundraising has really impacted the student experience, your own or some of your friends or others?
Yeah, I think Fresno State's a really unique campus. Feel every single student's different, comes from a different background. They all have different paths. So I do have a few stories. I know of a few people who are really similar to me in the way that scholarships played a big role. I know a friend who wouldn't be attending Fresno State if it wasn't for a scholarship. Really smart guy who really wanted to go to Fresno State. And I know it was a struggle to really pay for tuition and pay for the student fees. And thanks to the help of the campus and the scholarships, he was able to attend Fresno State. And I've seen his growth within getting involved on campus, giving back to the community. So I can testify as to the fact that scholarships and the help that Fresno State provides to students really helps them shape who they are during college and who they're going to be in the future. So aside from that, there's several other stories where you can see not only just the money, but the services on campus really make a huge difference. As I mentioned, every single Fresno State student is unique. They all walk a different path. But I feel that at the end of the day, we're on the same boat. We're here to have a better life and to really make a difference in not only Fresno State, but what we can do after our time here. So from scholarships to services to any help given to any student, if that's multiplied and given back, because you can really see the growth in people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. You know, I just want to commend you. You have done such a great job as a student leader here. And I really appreciate all the things that you've helped to make the experience for your fellow students just a better one. And thinking not only of yourself, but of others, and whether it be on the USU board, some of the other jobs that you've had on campus, or being part of our team that really planned this Bold New You. So I just want to commend you. I know you're going to be here for grad school, so I get to see you some more. But I really appreciate everything that you've done for Fresno State. And it's been a pleasure to work alongside of you the last 2.5, almost 3 years that I've been here. How about you, David? You've been here a couple of years. You've had an opportunity to interact with a lot of our students. You've been to a number of events. I remember this past year, we had a beautiful reception for our dream students, raising scholarship dollars for them. I've seen you do things in the cupboard. We're moving forward to that. We're dreaming about more for the Leadership Center and all these other projects that you've been a part of. And again, we appreciate everything you've done. You've been a great partner in all of this. So Are there some particular stories with students that really kind of touched your heart as you get into the work? Because sometimes development folks, you know, you're out there raising money, you're making friends, you're trying to work with us on all these projects. But I got to believe that somewhere in there, some of these things have just touched your heart as you connect with our students.
I absolutely have stories. Many come to mind, but I mentioned earlier about making dreams come true. One of the greatest opportunities I had to really have my heart touched by the work that we all do was to be able to make a phone call to a family out in Fowler. And through a donor and some connections that had occurred, we were able to notify this family and this incoming Fresno State student that the student would receive a full ride scholarship based on the fact that somebody was connected to Fowler High School and Fresno State and wanted to help. I think that we heard the screams and cheers from Fowler all the way to Fresno. And I know that that day we hung up the phone and I just thought, man, that's why I do my job. So that's the kind of thing that touches my heart. And I feel like we make a difference every day.
That's fantastic. And you absolutely do. Many of our students need that little kind of lift to get them here, but they're bright, they're energetic, they want to do good things, and it's only going to help all of us with the future generations to give them the opportunities. I often talk about giving students access, opportunity, and success. And to me, that last piece of success is what we're doing here with our development efforts within the Division of Student Affairs and Enrollment Management and outside in academic affairs and many of the other parts. So I want to thank my development colleague and all the development colleagues that we have here at the university for all that you do for Fresno State. And I also want to thank President and Mary Castro. They are out there all the time telling the Fresno State story and doing everything they can to do their very best to raise funds for our students that are in need. And so with that, I'm going to close our program. I want to thank my Fresno State guests, David and Juan, for being with us today. Thanks for joining us this morning, and please join us again next Sunday morning at 10:30 for another Fresno State Student Spotlight on KFSR. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Fresno State Student Spotlight. We're on the air at 90.7 and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight every Sunday morning at 10:30. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.